Part 3. Questions 41 through 43 refer to the following conversation.
Wendy, I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow. I need you to reschedule the 10 o'clock meeting.
Okay, Mr. Stevens. What time do you expect to be back in the office?
It's just a routine checkup, so I don't think it will take very long. Let's say 11:30.
All right, then. I'll move the meeting to 12 o'clock and send an email to everyone to let them know.
Number 41.What will the man do tomorrow morning? Number 42. What does the man want Wendy to do? Number 43. When will the meeting take place?Questions 44 through 46 refer to the following conversation. Thank you for calling the Tri-State Electric Company. How may I be of assistance to you?
I have a question about my bill for this month. The charges seem higher, but I haven't been using any more electricity than usual.
There might have been a rate increase in your area recently. Give me your account number and I'll look into it.
Sure, thanks. It's 368-129. I live on Hurd Road.
Number 44. What kind of company does the man work for?
Number 45. Why is the woman concerned? Number 46. What does the man tell the woman?
Go on to the next page. Questions 47 through 49 refer to the following conversation.
What time does Alice's birthday dinner start tonight?
Well, the reservation is for 7 o'clock. I told everyone to be there by 10 to 7.
Okay. It's at an old Italian restaurant on Maple Street, right?
Right.Just head down Main Street, take the second left, walk 2 blocks, and it's right beside the bank. You can't miss it.
Number 47. Why are they meeting for dinner? Number 48. What time should they be at the restaurant? Number 49.Where is the restaurant? Questions 50 through 52 refer to the following conversation. Simone, I heard you won a poetry competition. Congratulations. You must feel quite proud.
Thanks, I do. It's a tremendous honor to receive. It's nice to know that other people appreciate my work.
Are you writing anything at the moment, or are you taking a break?
I've just started work on a book of short stories, and I'm hoping to take a writing workshop this summer.
Number 50. Why is Simone pleased? Number 51. What is she working on right now? Number 52.What does she hope to do this summer? Questions 53 through 55 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, I was wondering if you could tell me what the charge is for an hour of parking here.
It's $7 for the first hour and $2 for each additional hour.
That's a bit expensive. I just need to run into a store for a minute or two.I only have to pick up a few small items.
The place behind the movie theater only charges $3 an hour. You might want to try over there.
Number 53. Who is the woman? Number 54. Where is the man going? Number 55. Why does the woman tell him to go somewhere else? Questions 56 through 58 refer to the following conversation. I'm really interested in buying this car, but I'm not a fan of the color. Does it only come in red?
We only have red in the showroom at the moment, but you can order one in blue, black, or silver. There's also the option of a CD player for an extra $200.
I don't need the CD player, but I think I'd like to order a silver one. How long will it take to deliver?
If we do the paperwork now, you should have it in about 3 weeks.
Number 56. What color is in stock right now? Number 57. How much does the CD player cost? Number 58. How soon will the man get his car? Questions 59 through 61 refer to the following conversation.
Janet, the new access cards are ready to be picked up. Have you got yours yet?
No, not yet. I've been pretty busy. I'm going to stop by the security office after lunch.
Really? Then how did you get into the office this morning if you didn't have a card?
I just asked the security guard. Luckily, he recognized me.
Number 59. When will she go to the security office? Number 60. How did the woman get into the office? Number 61. What can be inferred about Janet? Questions 62 through 64 refer to the following conversation. How would you like your hair done today? Do you just want a trim, or shall we try a new style?
I'm meeting some old friends for dinner tonight. I was thinking I'd like to go with something a little different.
What about this photo on the wall here? Do you think you'd like something like that?
That seems a little bit short. I prefer something like the photo in this magazine.
Number 62. Why does the woman want a new hairstyle? Number 63. What does the woman think of the photo on the wall? Number 64. Which hairstyle does the woman like? Questions 65 through 67 refer to the following conversation.
I have a delivery here for you, some bricks and a few bags of concrete mix. I need somebody to sign for them.
The foreman's out right now, but I'm his assistant. I can sign for them if you like.
Great, thanks. Where would you like me to take this stuff?
Everything needs to go over to the blue building.
Number 65. Where does this conversation most likely take place? Number 66. What is being delivered? Number 67. What does the woman offer to do? Questions 68 through 70 refer to the following conversation.
Excuse me, I seem to be having some trouble. I can't find the baggage carousel for my flight, and I'm afraid I might be late for my tour bus.
Can you tell me which airline you flew with and the flight number? Also, I might be able to page your tour bus and have them wait for you.
That would be great. I flew on Eastern Air Flight 728 from Florida. We had a stopover in L.A. I'm on the Luau tour bus. This is my first time in Hawaii. I got this whole package by winning a contest. I also get to stay at the beachfront Sheraton.
Let me see. Well, you've wandered pretty far from your carousel. You're at gate A15 and your carousel is at gate N2 on the third floor. It will take far too long for you to get your baggage. What I can do is, I can have your baggage transferred to the hotel, and you can go ahead to the tour bus.
Number 68. What does the woman offer to do to save the man from being late? Number 69. Where did the man's flight originate from? Number 70. What is the woman's job?